You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
Investing for income versus growth. That's very big, very big. I get emails all the time. People are asking me, hey, I'm looking to invest, but I'm looking to invest for income. And I'm looking to grow money, but then you look at the portfolio and it makes no sense. But we're going to jump straight into that, so stay tuned. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, once again, this is your host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming all the way live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Drop comments below. Check out the description box to follow us on our other social media platforms. And as always, don't forget to hit that bell icon and get notifications as new videos drop. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So for today, what we're going to do, I'm going to talk about growing money versus making money. And I think that's something that I struggle with myself personally when I very first started investing. Because when I thought of the concept of investing, I thought about making money. Hey, what is I heard people make money by investing. How can I do this? Right? So I started to jump into things just first, like maybe it was penny stocks first. Then it went from penny stocks to, well, I was like, well, while my money isn't growing, then somebody recommended me to mutual funds. Then I kind of jumped into mutual funds. Then I kind of was over to 4X. Then I came back and started buying individual stocks. Then, you know, along this way, what I learned is that what you need to do is you need to decide, do you want to make money or do you want to grow money? Right? And can you do both? Yes, you can. But you got to say, hey, I want to make money or I want to grow money. For prime example, a person may hit me up and say, Prince, I'm trying to make money. It's not coming fast enough or whatever. You look at their portfolio and they may have Walmart in it, or they may have Walmart, some big blue chip stock like a Google, right? We all know 90% of the chance Google is not going to double by the end of the year. So if you're someone who's looking to make income, trying to feed his family or trying to feed her family or whatnot, buying a blue chip stock is probably not the way to go, right? But it's great for if you're looking to grow money, right? So things like that grows money, mutual funds, stocks, things like that. Then you may have somebody on the other end who is trying to invest every month, do dollar cost averaging, be pretty conservative, but they have a Forex account. They're trading Forexes daily. Right? Which is foreign exchange. They're trading foreign exchange daily. And you're like, hey, if you're trying to grow money, you shouldn't be jumping into Forex or you shouldn't be buying options, right? Someone who's just out there buying naked options back and forth. You shouldn't be doing that. You should be the person that's looking to buy index funds or growth mutual funds or particular stocks that will grow over time, right? And the thing is, you got to decide which one you want to do. Now, here we go. We're going to go ahead and break that down. For the person that's looking to make income, the type of things you're looking to do, I mean, like you're trying to make a living, this is what you want to do or whatnot. If you want to be a day trader, right, you probably want to be somebody who may want to day trade, who are looking at technical analysis to find dips and to be able to exploit them. That means you're going to be somebody like a day trader. I mean, you're somebody who day trades stocks. You go in and you buy Apple every single day. You sell Apple every single day. I got a couple of buddies that does that. They don't care about the long-term growth of the company. They're just looking for movements in the company. Or you may be someone who may jump into the Forex market, which is the foreign exchange market, right? A foreign exchange person, someone who's trading currencies back and forth, looking to buy and sell pips to be able to make money for the day. Or you could be a person that jump into option trading. An option trader is someone who's looking to make money for the short term, right? Those are short-term investors. Now, if you're someone who's looking to grow money, hey, I'm making some money, I'm looking for ways to grow money. Now you're someone who's going to build a portfolio based around stocks that will grow over time. Maybe large blue chip stocks, maybe some small cap stocks, some index funds, some dividend paying stocks, things like that. These things are not going to make you money so you can pay your rent at the end of the month, but over time, they will slowly grow. The portfolio will grow. So you got to decide which side are you on. Are you on the growing money side, or are you on the making money side? Now, the person who's in the middle saying, Prince, I want to do a little bit of both. Now, you may be someone who may have a portfolio, and in that portfolio, you may sell cover calls, right? You may sell a cover call like, hey, I own 100 shares of Google, and I may want to sell calls on it to be able to make some money to bring income in for your particular portfolio. That's kind of throwing you in the middle where you kind of get that happy medium. But you got to decide where you want to be. I know some people that are just like, man, I just want to make money. And it reminds me of the game of life. If you don't know where you're going to end up nowhere, right? It's just like if I remember in my life growing up, I was kind of going around aimless to where, hey, I didn't know, hey, do I want to be a school teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever, right? So you're like, you're just kind of wandering along and kind of doing some things along the way. But if you know exactly what you want to do, you can better fit yourself. If I knew out the gate, hey, I want to be a wealth management specialist, it's a direct path to get there. So it makes you, instead of you doing all this little, like in the beginning when I started investing, I'm over here, I'm over there, I'm kind of doing this, I'm kind of doing that, because I'm kind of learning, kind of deciding where I want to go, which is nothing's wrong with that. That's growing pains, but know where you want to go, know where you fit. Once you know, I want a portfolio, or I'm a person who's trying to make some money, I want to do this for a living, you know exactly where you need to go, versus you're someone who's trying to grow a portfolio, you know exactly where you go, versus you're someone who wants to kind of ride that middle, you know exactly where you need to go, right? And then on top of that, we all know the people that win the most are the long-term people, the people that grow portfolios over time and let compound interest do its magic are the ones that win over the long term or whatnot. But understand, tomato, tomato, it all depends on what the person who's behind the keyboard and what they want to do. And then a person that's in the middle, they can do things like buy and sell. They can sell options against a particular portfolio. They can, you know, invest for dividends. They can look at real estate investment trusts, all those type of things. But know exactly where you want to go. Grow money or make money or do a little bit of both. All right. So I kind of hope that helps you out going down your path. Drop some comments below. Shoot me some emails. All the good stuff like that. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.